Greek historian Herodotus has left the most extensive contemporary description of the mummification process. Herodotus travelled through ancient Egypt in the 5th century BC. His writings provide details on the various methods used by the Egyptians to mummify their dead.
As much as possible of the brain is extracted through the nostrils with an iron hook, and what the hook cannot reach is rinsed out with drugs. Next, the flank is laid open with a flint knife and the whole contents of the abdomen removed. The cavity is then thoroughly cleansed and washed out, first with palm wine and again with an infusion of powdered spices. After that, it's filled with pure bruised myrrh, cassia, and every other aromatic substance, with the exception of frankincense, and sewn up again. After which, the body is placed in natrum, covered over entirely for 70 days, never longer. At the end of this period, which must not be exceeded, the body is washed and then wrapped from head to foot in linen, cut into strips and smeared on the underside with gum.